وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of humanity in the Holy Quran and how different verses of the Holy Quran talk about different dimensions of the human being. We talked about how there are two main dimensions of the human being. One is the physical aspect, the other is spiritual aspect. And we talked about different dimensions of the soul, human soul. And we ended up talking about human heart and how heart is responsible for different functions and how different qualities, different modes are attributed to the heart according to the verses of the Holy Quran. In the last episode, we were talking about emotions and how emotions are attributed to the heart, good and bad emotions. Even the feeling of positive emotions towards religion, faith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they reside in the heart of believers, and negative emotions towards the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, how they reside in the heart of disbelievers. Now, one other negative emotion that resides in the heart of some people is the love and inclination towards bid'ah, innovation. And this is very important and crucial discussion. Innovation means something that people create out of themselves and attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attribute to religion. If something is attributed to religion, which did not have any precedence in religion, that is called bid'ah. And we have a hadith in Shia school of thought and also in Sunni school of thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the things that Allah does is that He places hubbul bid'ah in the heart of the one who has fabricated a bid'ah. So after a while, He even actually feels a special kind of connection to that thing and feels spiritual, while in fact this is a fabrication of Himself. Now, this is something that you may have a question, why Allah does that? But this is part of Sunnat Allah. كُلَّن نُمِدُّ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps people in the direction that they choose. So if you choose the right direction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you in that direction. And if Allah forbid somebody chooses the wrong direction, كُلَّن نُمِدُّ هَؤُلَاءِ. We help them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we help them. And part of this help shows itself, displays itself in the placing of this feeling in the heart of sahibul bid'ah, the fabricator who actually fabricated something, and then they will love it. So what is the verse referring to this in the Holy Quran? It is the verse talking about the golden calf, the thing that happened in Bani Israel when Prophet Musa alayhi salam went to Mount Sinai to have that supplication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and conversation. And in his absence, when his meeting with Allah was extended for another 10 days, during that 10 days, summary, he had a satanic thought to create a golden calf, to create an idol. And invite Banu Israel to worship that idol. And it's the worst possible sin in the absence of their prophet they committed. So there's a verse related to this story that talks about how people fell in love with the bid'ah that they had created themselves. We will have a break and we come back to recite that beautiful verse.
Ooh.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were supposed to talk about the verse that was talking about the love of bid'ah, the love of innovation, the love of fabrication in the person who has actually created that fabrication. So the verse says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاسْمَعُوا قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ قُلْ بِئْسَ مَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Now, basically, the verse says, when we made the covenant with Banu Israel, okay, we made a covenant, مِيثَاقَكُمْ, we had a covenant, and based on that covenant, we gave you some blessings, okay, we gave Bani Israel different blessings, and وَاسْمَعُوا, and we told them, okay, your part of the covenant, your side of the covenant, is to listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالُوا, and they said, سَمِعْنَا, okay, we listened, but وَعَسَيْنَا, we disobeyed. We listened and we disobeyed. So you see how they turned or twisted the thing. Listen to something means to obey, but they said, okay, we listened, but no, we disobeyed. وَعَسَيْنَا, وَأُشْرَبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلِ. Ushrabu means something being given to something. Fi qulubihim, in their heart, it was given. What was given? Al-ajl. Ajl means the golden calf. The love for the golden calf was ushrabu, was given to their heart, was spilled to their heart, was poured into their heart. Why? Bi kufrihim, because of their disbelief. Now, this is part of the Sunnatullah, as I said, we have in a hadith that a person who fabricates something in religion, creates something out of himself without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This prayer, that prayer, did the Prophet say you pray this? No. How do you create something out of yourself? This is bid'ah. This is against the teachings of the Prophet. But Allah, what He does is that after the person fabricates that, actually they will have a sense of a spirituality. In normal prayers, he doesn't break into tears. He doesn't feel any spiritual thing. But in the fabricated prayers, they feel spiritual. They feel how lovely it is. Now, this shows that we should not trust the feelings that we have, the emotions that we have. Sometimes these emotions could be the result of negative things, could be the result of these sunanullah, these tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should strictly follow what is in the religion. It is in the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught through the narrations of true followers of the Prophet, Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So this is very important. And there's also another verse talking about how fabricators will fall in love with their own fabrication after a while. And لَا يَزَالُ بُنْيَانَهُمُ الَّذِي بَنَوْ رِيبَةً فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِلَّا أَن تَقَطَّعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ. For a long time, they will have the love for the fabrication they have made until their heart is broken into pieces. So until the heart is broken into pieces, they have the love of this thing in their heart. May we seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to find the true teachings of the Islam and do not follow the innovations. Thank you very much for listening. And until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي.